how much extra should you charge or using credit? And the other thing is, what about those deals that say buy now,
pay later?
And pay later. How does that affect your credit, or does it?
Okay. So let me talk about those buy now and pay later cards. If you're not going for a loan in the next couple of years, then buying now and paying later could be a very good thing. But it gets a little complicated, because if you have two credit cards, one has a $500 limit with Macy's, let's say, and the other one has a $2,000 limit, and you then get a credit card that now has a $4,000 limit and a $4,000 balance because you're buying this furniture set, right? So now you have a maxed out credit card. Because if you're not going to be paying any of that balance for the next 2 years, you're going to have this maxed out balance for the next 2 years.
So it shows on your credit card?
Yes. It shows on the credit report the limit of the card, which is usually what the balance is. So the limit's $4,000. Now your balance is $4,000.
So let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Let's say you want to buy furniture for your home.
Right.
Because you figure, you know what? I'm having a lot of guests and friends, and you say, okay, I'm going to buy a new living room set, and I can pay it in the year 2013.
Right.
And I take my Visa.
Yes.
And I put it on my Visa.
Right.
Now, they're not charging me, but it still shows as...
Yes. You don't have to pay until 2 years from now, but you still have that debt, and you still have that credit card. So it shows up on your credit report with that very high balance. So what happens is, if you don't have really high limits and low balances on the rest of your credit cards, like if I have 10 credit cards with $20,000 limits on each one and I have no balance, and then I get this new account with a, let's say, a $6,000 limit and a $6,000 balance, it's not going to affect me as much because my aggregate limits are very high. So I'm still under 10 to 20% of my limits with the balance. But if I have two credit cards, one has a $4,000 limit and a $4,000 balance, and the second has a $700 limit and a $300 balance, I'm at almost 90% balance to limit ratio, which is like a red flag to a lender that you're maxed out and you're not a low risk borrower. So your score drops.
So what's, is there a formula basically?
The formula is you want to be at no more than 10% of your limits in terms of balances when you're going for financing, because that'll give you the best credit score. So if, and this is the part that's so important, when you're going to open new accounts, when you're going to have high balances, you want to have a strategy. You want to think, well, am I going to be applying for a mortgage in the next 7 months? If so, it's not a good time to do that.
But is there a strategy? Let's say you think you're not. You see, one never knows.
Right.
But you're renting.
Yes.
Even if you're renting, they check your credit, don't they?
Yes, and that's going to affect your credit score. Now, it depends on... It also depends on the rest of your credit. Like I said, like if I have 10 accounts and each one has a $10,000 limit, so I have $100,000 of limit, and then I go and get a $5,000 credit card that's maxed out because it's one of those pay later in a year or two balances, it's not going to affect my credit score, because that $5,000, the balance to limit ratio is very low because my aggregate limits are $100,000. But if that new credit card is a $70,000 balance on a $70,000 limit, and then I have only $30,000 of other credit card limits available, now I have a 70% usage on my aggregate credit limits. That means my score is probably going to drop substantially.
So should people keep track of that? I mean,
yes.
Like, I have no clue.
Okay. So
like, I don't really keep track. I mean, like, I pay my bills, but I don't keep track of have this much credit with this card and this much credit with this card. Well, and I don't really keep track. So
one of the ways you keep track is by having a monitoring product. That's why this is so popular now.
People have
credit monitoring, where you get alerted when balances increase. So I could set it up in my credit monitoring that if my balance increases over 30% of my limit, I want an alert. So
how do you get that?
You can buy it. We sell one. It's a little more expensive than most because it's for people who want to really be catered to and have a human being telling them when they're alerted. But you can buy this many. The Equifax sells a monitoring product. FICO sells monitoring products. They're all over the place. You know, if you want to know which ones I suggest, you can email me and, you know, I'll recommend which ones I think are better for you, depending on your situation. But the key is this. You want to know what your balances are. You want to know what your limits are, especially if you're going to get financing in the next year or so. The other thing that's important is when your limits are over 50%, when your balances are over 50% of the limits, it's like an alert that you might be a high-risk borrower. So if they're over 50% of the limits, it's going to possibly mean that your limits will be decreased. So when a lender sees your balances are over 50% of your limits, it's an alert to them that you're maxing out on your credit cards and there's a potential that you could default. So you want to keep your balances under 50% of the limits, or you may find that your credit cards are being cut. The limits are being cut on you as you pay them down. Okay, so this Sally, she's 23 years old, and her credit, she has two credit cards, a Macy's card and an Amex card. They're under 3 years old. So the Macy's card has a limit of $1,500. The Amex has a limit of $1,200. The balance on the Macy's is $950, and the balance on the Amex is $450. She has a $2,700 aggregate limit and a $1,350 aggregate balance. So her balance to limit ratios are 50%.
How'd you come up with those numbers? Well, of us who are not mathematicians.
You add the balances together, so that's her total balance.
So you take all of the balance from your credit cards, add them together. Okay, that's easy. Most of us can add.
And then to all the limits, you add together, and those become your total limits. So you're,
okay, so then you add all your balances, and then each credit card has a limit of how much you can borrow.
Right.
Then you add all your limits together.
Exactly.
And then subtract?
And then what you do is you take the numbers and you use a percentage formula, what the percentage of balance to limit ratio is.
Oh, I see. So it's a ratio.
Yeah. Hers is 50%. So that's high. Her credit score is a 665. She wants to open a Lord & Taylor card to shop for the holidays. And she also was offered a 0% MasterCard at $4,000 limit. Now, she should open some credit because she's not looking for financing for another 4 years. She's young. She needs to get more credit to have the best scores. But if she were to open the Lord & Taylor card at the same time as the MasterCard, she would be approved for both. If she opens the Lord & Taylor card and then applies for the MasterCard, they're going to see the Lord & Taylor card on there, and they might deny her those two accounts.
Because she's doing it
She does it at the same time, she'll be able to get them both.
So in other words, so what you're basically saying is you should do them at the same time.
Exactly. And also, they'll both age longer at the same time. They'll be older at the same time instead of doing one today and one